Setting and achieving long-term and short-term goals. Now, this sounds like a boring topic, but you've been with me long enough to see you can and do hit your goals, and you can and do achieve progress way faster by setting those goals in the first place. It may seem a little tedious, I don't know, to you, since you have to set goals, like I ask you guys to set goals every 3 months. You know, and then you manage them and then you hit them. You hit at least half of them. Usually people hit at least half because I try and go over what's realistic and what isn't with you in the first part of the quarter. And when you see that every single quarter, you know, it becomes sort of inevitable almost. Yeah, I mean, it is inevitable that you'll hit your goals, let's say a year from now, that you know, you can be the player you want to be in a year, and a year is not that long. I've been playing for 40 years. You know, for me to set a year's goal, that's easy to do. And it's a great feeling when you can do those things. It's just a wonderful thing, as opposed to just meandering around for, like, yeah, taking lessons is giving you a direction, but there are many teachers and schools who will just meander with you. They will just meander you, whatever floats your boat, whatever tickles your fancy in the moment. They'll oblige you because they think that's what they should do. They should be of service, which is true. They should be of service to you, but they should also encourage you, like a personal trainer, to set goals. You know, like a personal. I mean, I don't have a personal trainer, so excuse the analogy, but I would imagine that if I had a personal trainer who just, you know, worked out with me and rah-rah and encouraged me to do whatever, but we didn't really have a plan or a goal, I guarantee it wouldn't be as effective as one who did and say, okay, you weigh X, you bench press this, your heart rate is this, whatever the standards are, I don't know, for work, you know, whatever the realistic areas of making goals are. And now by 90 days, we're going to get your heart rate to this, your weight bench pressing to this, and your number of push-ups to that, and your et cetera, et cetera. And it's clearly, you can clearly mark it. I mean, I know you know this, but it just bears repeating because sometimes the goal setting process every single quarter can seem a little, you know, laborious, but it's richly rewarding. And I wouldn't talk about it this enthusiastically if I didn't believe in it. So setting short-term and long-term goals, it basically makes you feel good, and you're able to see your progress. There's nothing else to it. The next section is called The Magic of Prepared Pieces.